This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's been a long time since one of the president's tweets made economic news, but news today he did make. At 7:21 this morning, Washington time, the president tweeted this: looking forward to seeing the employment numbers at 8:30 this morning. In other words, 69 minutes before anybody was supposed to know what the jobs report was going to be, they knew. Now, there is no law against the president doing what he did. All that the relevant federal rule, which dates back to 1985, by the way, says is this: all employees of the executive branch who receive pre-release distribution of information and data estimates, as authorized above, are responsible for assuring there is no release prior to the official release time. The president, in point of fact, is an employee of the executive branch, and he does get the jobs data early, usually the day before. And his tweet today was unusual. We've got Preeti Vartan at Quartz on the line to help explain what is what with this thing. Good to have you on.
Hi.
We should say right out the gate here that while the president came very, very close to the line of divulging the report this morning, he technically and actually did not.
I think that's a fair assessment, right? I think technically and actually divulging the information is sort of telling people what the numbers are and commenting on the numbers, and he did not.
No, but he did say, hey, I'm really looking forward to it, which leads people, and by people I mean specifically traders and people who invest on a daily and hourly basis, leads them to think certain things.
Right. So I think right off the bat, it's sort of a good idea to separate the kind of legal rule-breaking aspect of this and the market aspect of this. I don't totally know whether he exactly broke the rules or not, and I think there's a lot of debate about that. What I do know is that the market reacted to what he said. And I think a lot of people assume that his tweet meant the number would be positive. And as we learned a little over an hour later, yeah, the number was positive.
Let's talk about the dollar, because various dollar indices across various data providers jumped more than the reaction usually is an hour before a jobs report. How did that happen? People are watching Twitter. They see the president say this, and then traders sit down and say, holy cow, we got to buy dollars?
I mean, not quite. I think I want to, like, first off start by saying that anytime you're trying to divine why anything in the market is moving, and there's always a sort of fraud process with that. But I think what we can say is that people were perhaps maybe trading on this information, that they maybe anticipated that, you know, the report was going to be good. And so the value of the dollar goes up because what is the report about? The report is essentially a temperature of how the U.S. economy is doing. If, you know, the report is good, the dollar is a sign of the U.S. economic strength, and the dollar kind of surges from there.
So if it's traders who are using this data and it's Wall Street professionals who are tuned in on a literally a minute-by-minute basis, but for the purposes of this discussion, we'll say hour-by-hour since it was an hour before the actual numbers came out, who is at a disadvantage if people are trading on this data?
You can imagine that in order to trade on this information, you have to be someone who's looking right at the screen, who's sort of following Trump on Twitter, who's also able to react very quickly to this information. So I feel pretty comfortable saying that it was likely short-term investors. Who's at a disadvantage? Well, people who can't react as quickly. That's long-term investors, you know, people invested in mutual funds, people invested in 401ks, so kind of pretty much everyone else.
To play devil's advocate for a second, traders did what traders do. They took the information and they traded on it. So what?
I think it's really important to think about what is the jobs report, right? It's this sort of like really big, highly anticipated monthly report that comes out at the same time at like a very specific given day every single month, right?
I mean, incredibly tight security, we should say, right?
Yeah, incredibly tight security. And I think, look, what is the only surprise in and around the jobs report? What the numbers are.
Right.
The government's worked really hard to limit the volatility in and around this report. And so, sure, you're totally right. Traders do exactly what they do. But there's a reason why we've worked so hard to try to limit the volatility around this report. It's because short-term traders can take advantage of a ton of volatility. Longer-term traders can't. So on one level, it's like, sure, so what? On another level, though, I would argue that when you take something like an event that has very little volatility except what is the number, and you add all these extra dimensions of volatility, like, what will Trump tweet about it? When will he tweet about it? Will it be at 6:30 or 7 or 7:30? If he doesn't tweet about it, does it mean something? I think that just unnecessarily adds risk to the market. Look, it's just one tweet, but I think this one tweet in its own way can have financial power. And I think that's what we saw today.
Preeti Varathan, she's an economics reporter at Quartz. Preeti, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai. It was a pleasure.